Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Little Atlanta rhythm section there, bringing us back with the small business anthem. I think it is. When everything gets tough, you gotta keep going. You gotta do it or die. That's what small business owners do. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Tim Urban is our guest. He's the author of Derail. Tim, give us your website, please.
Jim, it's drtimurwin.com. Just DrTim. IRWIN.com.
They can find your books there and all the things you're doing on leadership, too, right?
That's exactly right.
Can they find a little taste of what's coming up in the new book?
Yeah, actually, that's in my keynotes, and I'm starting to speak on this topic as I write this book.
Right. Good. We'll look forward to that. We'll look forward to getting that. When will the new one be out, by the way?
We're still trying to figure that out, but I'm guessing early next year.
All right, well, we expect to launch it on this show.
Okay.
Tim, you were talking...
Derailed.
You were talking about the book. We were talking about small business owners being courageous and being really the solution to our economic problems. And I think that's, a lot of that's the case. But I pointed out that prudence and due diligence and reason and the fact that capital is a coward, all those things cause us, if we're smart, not to make any mistakes, not to do something impetuous and impulsive, and so that's what I talk all the day about is not doing stuff, you know, not being too foolhardy or not being foolhardy, but what I think is that where the courage needs to be applied, and where it can be perfectly suited with all that prudence, is in saying, you know what, I'm not going to wait on everybody else's tide to lift my boat. I'm going to build my own tide. I'm going to look around and see what can I do while everybody else is doing whatever they're doing. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm not going to wait on my local or state or national economy to lift my boat. I'm going to go out and raise it myself. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I couldn't agree more. And I tell you, one of the problems is we've got to start looking to Washington for solutions.
That's right.
The solutions exist in the small business community, I'm convinced. And I think it's time to exercise some of the courage that I know your listeners have. It's also time to be fiercely determined. In other words, it's that fierce determination that I believe is one of the keys to building a successful business.
Yeah.
You know, oddly enough, there's a third characteristic, and that's humility.
Hmm.
Now, that's an odd thing to bring in, but one of the things I learned when I studied people that derailed in their careers or derailed their businesses, there was this absence of humility. There was an arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sense of entitlement. There was narcissism. And those are things that run contrary to being great leaders.
What are the chances that the people that you, the narcissistic people who had you know, who were humility challenged, what are the chances those were people who had never really failed?
Well, it's hard to know. I would say that a lot of times those people are arrogant because they're insecure.
Yeah.
In other words, they're fearful that they are going to fail,
right.
And it's just it's kind of this reflection that they think they're great. But it's also a lack of judgment that you talked about. You know, regardless of your political leanings, I knew Carly Fioroni was not going to win the Senate race in California, and the reason I knew it was, of course, she derailed from Hewlett Packard, and I wrote about her in my most recent book.
Right.
She didn't know the microphone was on, and she made the most ridiculous comment about her opponent's hair, Barbara Boxer.
Huh.
And I thought, you know what? She is not going to win because she hadn't learned.
Yeah, you don't go arrogant. Messing around with stuff like that.
Exactly.
Well, here's the lesson she should learn. Microphones are always on. Assume microphones are always on, right?
You got to assume it. But regardless of what she said, it was in her heart.
Yeah.
In other words, the fact that she was tolerating those kinds of inner thoughts and those kind of beliefs suggested to me that she hadn't grown up. She still was narcissistic and focused on Carly.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't have made a good senator for that reason. That's
very
what I'm writing about in this new book, by the way, is what goes on inside us. Ultimately, it's the leader inside us that determines whether we're going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why humility
is so important. And see, that's at the essence of entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
To me.
So I think it's time for our small business leaders across the country to basically step out, be courageous, be fiercely determined, but also humility. Humility, by the way, Jim, says I can't do it by myself. In other words, it's not only up to me. I've got a team.
Right.
I've got a team of people around me. I've
got to count on other people. I have to serve them, and in turn, they will serve me. It's a symbiotic relationship, isn't it?
Absolutely. But humility is so important, and it's basically saying I cannot pull this off on my own. But I'm dependent on other people. I'm dependent on the community,
mm-hmm.
and humility carries us so far.
Well, this is something I agree with you 100%. One of the things Americans have got to do, all Americans, we've got to quit looking to Washington for our to service. That's the reason why it upsets me every time any president injects himself into some issue that he shouldn't have gotten involved in, because the president should not be involved in local issues.
Well, Jim, I couldn't agree more. And when government tries to take over and start inserting itself into local issues, even state issues.
Right.
Now, I know they've got a big disagreement going on up in Wisconsin right now, but they got to sort this out themselves.
And President Obama should have stayed out of that, or any president should have. Folks, Tim is right. We've got to find more courage, and we've got to depend on ourselves. We can't wait on the government or anybody else to raise our boats. We've got to do it ourselves. Tim, give us your website quickly one more time.
DrTimIrwin.com. DrTimIrwin.com.
When you get a chance. Thanks, Tim, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Jim. It's great being with you.
See you then. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.